Junior Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And our first guests are here today to talk about tomorrow's Disco on Ice, which is a sober event to ring in the new year. Carrie Emmett is here, and the Mike Van Linden, I told you I'd say that, are both here. Thanks, guys, for coming in. And sounds like a fun event's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Yeah. Now, you guys are with the Great Bear Collective, which is associated with Jammy. Now, first, let's talk. You were just getting me through the Jammy name. There's been a couple of little kind of changes in the background of that name. So, Mike,
So basically, we merged with the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And with that merger, we became Jammy Health and Wellness.
Jammy Health and Wellness. Okay.
Yeah, because we offer more services now, like primary care, and so it's a little bit more than just what Jammy used to be.
Well, let's talk first about Disco on Ice. This sounds like a lot of fun. What's going to be happening here?
Well, there's going to be a huge disco ball, fun lights, good music, ice skates, and trying to set up some hot drinks that'll be there as well so people can kind of take a break from the ice and get something warm and tasty in their bellies. So, that's kind of all there is to report there. But then also the skates are included. So you show up, it's a free event, but donations are welcome. But they have skates, and they have skates that will fit really small feet. So
okay.
You can bring all ages, yeah.
Family event for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on folks that are recovering from different forms of addiction, that kind of thing? Or
yeah. So, I mean, this event is focusing on sobriety and anybody in recovery from any form of addiction. There's so many out there. But also we're open to family members of people, friends of people who are trying to be successful in recovery, and supportive community members. We open these events to anybody who's kind of wants to be a part of that, because having a community surrounding someone who's trying to get better is very important.
Mm-hmm. Recovery is an issue that's hit so many of our families out there, so many folks. Through the kind of history of understanding how that goes, where are we right now? How would you assess where we are in that sort of understanding of what it takes, resources that are put towards it, and how people in this community are doing with it?
Well, I think with addiction, the main thing is to, live a life worth, or to build a life worth living, And so, you got to learn how to have fun. You need to have community supports. You need to have, relationships. That's a huge thing. And then there's treatment, and there's other things that are available out there too. Our whole point with Great Bear Recovery was to teach people to have fun again.
Yeah.
Because the problem is there's too many things out there that are centered around alcohol and drugs. And, there's a lot of events that are centered around alcohol and drugs. And, we need to have a community of, supportive individuals that support each other.
Yeah.
So.
It does seem like – I'll tell you why I kind of asked that question. When I was driving in to do this interview, I was actually behind your guys' car. And I saw you had a sticker on the back, and it was the Great Bear Recovery logo, and it just says recovery on the back. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I knew I was going to talk to you guys, and I was thinking, now that's really interesting. Now, and that in a way shows we've really come a long way in a way, right? That mm-hmm. was something that would have been very stigmatized
sure.
not very long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I guess that's part of what I'm asking.
Oh.
I think what you're hitting is exactly right as well, but I'm just asking that as well.
Yeah.
The way that people are coping with it and are able to get to resources, does it seem like it's moving along a little bit because so many people understand that this is just something that a lot of people are having to deal with?
Yeah, definitely. And when you're talking about efforts that are being put forth out in the world in terms of helping people get and stay sober, the stigma behind somebody that's had a past filled with addiction is a huge topic. Guilt can be something that keeps a person in the closet, not willing to talk about their problem or get help. And So there's
this fear of people finding it, all those kinds of things, I can imagine.
Exactly. And so peer support is what we do. And initially AA, when that was started decades ago, that is essentially peer support. But it was so successful because, it's anonymous. Like that's why it works, because people can go there. They don't have to expose themselves. And so, yeah, we are a little bit more, I guess, cutting edge, a little bit
I guess non-traditional. That's what I'm getting. I think you're hitting on it.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's something that you're right, that anonymity is important to a lot of people.
It is.
But for people like yourselves to say, I don't have to be anonymous about it. It's part of my life. It's part of my lifestyle. It's part of how I live my life. And that's fine. I mean, that's an interesting kind of take on it, I think.
It
may be a really healthy take on it.
Yeah, it could go both ways. You know, you are definitely taking a huge risk in exposing yourself. There's a lot of people that are still not understanding of somebody that's had a life of addiction. But, that's kind of the choice one makes in this, is that whether or not they're going to position their story so that other people can perhaps gain inspiration and understanding from it, or if you'd rather just kind of live a normal life and go about your business. And honestly, I don't think that either way is the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever works for that person.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit more about the event that's happening tomorrow. So donations. Where are the donations? Where would they go, and how do those get used?
I think we'll have an old, like, very large. Oh, where do they get used?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a large old pickle jar
that
you can shove your money into. But
sure.
They go.
That's literally where they're going to go.
Yes, that is literally where they will go at the event.
Then how will they get used? I guess is my bigger.
Yes, and then in a more ethereal. But they go back into Great Bear. They go back into these events. Everything costs money. So the facility that we're using has a fee. So we pay for those fees with our donations. We also provide, and actually this is something that I wanted to start talking more about with the community, because I don't think we've advertised it enough. And we finally have a good, we're getting some donations under our belt, so we're in a position to provide this. But that being said, we want to provide alternatives for people out there to using. And one of the things that we would like to offer is scholarships for people that, aren't. That want to engage in other hobbies, so gym memberships, ceramics, art classes, anything that they can think of that's going to fill up their time, that's productive and healthy. And so part of what we'd like to do is use our funding to provide things on a regular basis, not just a once a month event like we do. So that's another thing. So that's where the money goes. It just goes to coordinating the events and paying for them. And then also we do pay for people to, have components in their life that are healthy.
Well, what are some of those strategies that your organization helps people employ when they are really looking to kind of get into a healthy lifestyle?
Well, I think like yoga is a good example. We have a partnership with
the Yoga Path.
Yeah. And so we're able to help provide, the funding for that if somebody's interested in doing those things.
We've done the Diamond Park. We paid for someone to go to the Diamond Park Aquatic Center.
And then we got co-ed volleyball that we just paid for somebody to start doing that too. So
it's fun. Those events all, of course, combine another healthy aspect of living, right? You're doing something active
great. The way you repair your brain is by, doing that exercise and getting that blood flow back to your brain, And so that's one way to rehabilitate yourself.
Yeah, I think that brings to focus the mind-body connection too. There's a huge physical component that goes along with use, and I think that – and up and coming, things that are happening within the treatment community, they're starting to utilize methods that aren't just cognitive. They involve other senses, hearing, sight, physical touch, things like that, movement, because, there's a lot more going on to – this form that we're in than just thoughts in the brain.
When you're saying that, it makes me wonder what are some of the other components of recovery that maybe folks who haven't been on the front lines of it might not have thought of, but are sort of coping mechanisms or things that you try to get people to think about when they're looking at recovery? I mean, you know, when you say like, well, okay, well, you know, do yoga or go to the gym or do healthy stuff. Okay, that's great, and I can see where that'd be very therapeutic. But are there other things that people maybe don't think about as associated with how to go on that path?
Yeah, so like nutrition's another big thing.
Okay,
you know, taking the right vitamins. You know, vitamin D is a huge thing in Alaska. You know, I mean, we don't get enough sunlight. You know, and a lot of those things can affect, you know, your mental health. You know, it could cause depression. It could cause various different symptoms. You know, and so yeah, it's a holistic approach. You know, and that's what I like about JAMI is the health and wellness idea, you know, that it's coming at it from both sides. It's primary care, it's that, you know, mental health care, and it's that substance use component. And all of those combined make, you know, a good approach to helping people heal, you know.
Yeah.
And then you bring that component in of Great Bear Recovery, and then you've got the hedonic rehabilitation where people are learning to have fun again, and you've got that. That's the answer. And
hedonic rehabilitation.
Sure.
That's the term.
Yeah.
That's a cool term, right? So that you want to have pleasure in your life,
yeah.
Right? And you want gratification in your life, doing fun things.
Yeah,
but you have to get away from
unhealthy
ways of doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sobriety right. Doesn't have to be, you know, locking yourself in a
Where do monks
hang
anyway.
Out? Or, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to completely renounce all form of pleasure. You know,
they're
that's part of the human experience. That makes life worth living, honestly. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of good stuff out there. It's just a matter of rediscovering it.
Does Juno, when you talk to other healthcare professionals out there, does Juno strike you as a place that's harder than other places to go through this journey, or are there parts of it that make it harder or easier, or how?
Oh, I think it's 50-50 there,
yeah.
Because, you know, being a small town has its challenges, and then also, you know, but it also has its benefits too, because it's a smaller community. We can organize faster. I mean, I work with the therapeutic court guys in Anchorage, and, you know, they have a hard time getting people together, you know, and organizing things, you know, and they're really, you know, blown away at how fast we were able to do the stuff that we are doing now here, you know, so.
Yeah, I think on the one hand, right, I guess maybe patterns can be harder to break, or I don't know if that's true. I mean, it's a smaller town.
And then that's the answer too,
yeah.
Is for a smaller community, you know everybody. And
right.
So unfortunately, going to the store, you're going to run into all those people that you are using with. And so that's another reason why we need to build a community, a strong community of sober people and recovering people. So that way, when you're going to the store, you're not just seeing the guy that you used to use with. You're seeing the guy that you're, you know, going to the meetings with, and you're going to the activities with as well. And so it's, you know, you got more of a chance, I think,
yeah,
at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah, but we are, yeah, we're all kind of trapped in here with each other, so.
I mean, we all are.
Yeah.
No matter what our journey is, right? But that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I can see where it would be both.
Well,
yeah.
And Great Bear Recovery has only been around, what, 2 years now, right?
We're coming up on 2 years, yeah.
We're really just starting to sprout now, you know, and it's really cool to see that happening, you know, because we never really – We just did this because we were needing it ourselves, you know, and then it just sprouted into this, you know, organization, you know, and so that's kind of cool to see it grow. You know?
Are there things on the horizon as far as growth go for your organization that you have?
We're hoping for some peer support. We've applied for grants to hopefully get peer support. So if we do get that, we'll be able to provide, you know, some more hands-on, one-on-one interactions with people.
And so, what goes into peer support? What goes into a peer support program?
Peer support is like somebody who's got lived experience. They've been through it. They've got a recovery path that's working for them, and you know, still open to other recovery paths as well. You know, and so. You know, you're meeting a person where they're at, you know, and then you're helping them to navigate the system, because a lot of times it's overwhelming. And especially when you're dealing with coming off of addiction, you know, you've got depression, anxiety, you've got all these different problems that you're dealing with. And so it really is helpful to have somebody just to, I mean, hold your hand through it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, so peer support is a very broad term. There's a ton of different services that are qualify as peer support. But what Mike is kind of talking about is more of a what we're wanting to offer, hoping to offer if we get this grant is one-on-one peer support. And so an individual that has a good amount of time under their belt helping an individual that's perhaps fairly new to sobriety, and then it's a very individualized process where you know, if there's a job, like housing, employment, anything really is an issue, then that person can kind of help them navigate based on experience themselves in that.
Yeah. Well, incredible work you guys are doing, and congratulations on the 2 years coming up.
Thank you.
Seems
yes.
like I've been talking to you guys for longer than 2 years, but I know,
yeah,
right?
Well,
but
it's, you know, some
it's
people
really
you just
great.
Feel like you've known forever.
Right, exactly. if you're out there listening and want to find out more about this or just want to have a great ice skate, tomorrow's a great time to do it. 2:45 is when it starts. It's 2:45 to 4:15. It's Disco on Ice Recovery Ice Skating Party. Gives you an opportunity to find out more about what they're up to there at the Great Bear Recovery Collective, and also just to have a great fun time on skates and maybe make a donation. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
I just wanted to say one more thing. You can come find us on greatbearrecovery.com, or you can find us on Facebook/Great Bear Recovery.
Great. And, once again, thanks so much for coming in and letting us know what you guys are up to. Doing great work, and have fun. Don't fall down too hard tomorrow on the ice. You guys are good ice skaters?
This will be my second time,
actually. So you're the one to watch out for.
Yeah, watch out for my
Bring a couple pillows.
I'm a fair skater, so.
Pillows and rope. Just do that. All right. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.